Welcome back to Joy Granted. Life can throw some serious curveballs, and sometimes joy feels like a distant memory. Maybe you're in the thick of postpartum. Maybe you're facing a challenging situation with a loved one, or maybe you're just feeling overwhelmed. Whatever it is, you are not alone in this. Today, let's talk about finding pockets of joy even when it feels impossible. We'll explore how to acknowledge the difficulty, redefine joy for ourselves, and practices you can incorporate into your daily routine to cultivate joy. Does motherhood sometimes feel like juggling flaming chainsaws while blindfolded on a unicycle? Because same. Motherhood feels like the most rewarding yet challenging adventure. I found myself thinking there has to be more to this motherhood gig than the tantrums, the sleepless nights, and the endless to-do list. In the midst of all the chaos, joy seems to have taken a permanent vacation that we were not invited on. I'm saying enough is enough. I believe joy isn't found, it's created. We can't keep waiting for joy to magically appear. We have to make the conscious choice to choose it, here and now. Are you ready to ditch the survival mode itinerary and start mapping out the route to joy in motherhood? It's a destination we deserve, and it's closer than we think. I'm Kayla, and I'm your host of Joy Granted, the momcast where choosing joy is a non-negotiable. First things first, it's completely normal to feel down during a tough time. Don't fall into the trap of feeling like you should be happy all the time. In fact, if you're trying to force happiness, it can actually backfire and make you feel even worse. We all experience a range of emotions, and during difficult stretches, it's really important to acknowledge how you're feeling. Give yourself permission to be sad, frustrated, angry, exhausted. Maybe write about it in a journal. Talk to a trusted friend. Bottling up those emotions can lead to resentment and make it even harder to move forward. Here are some of my personal favorite ways for processing difficult emotions. I love to say, you have to feel it to heal it. You have to name the emotions. Sometimes if you simply label how you're feeling, it can be so powerful. Are you feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, sad? Once you name it, you can start to tame it. Talking to someone that you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even a support group can provide a listening ear and support. Talking about how you're feeling can help you to process your emotions and feel less alone. And practice self-compassion. Cut yourself some slack during this tough time. Remind yourself that it's okay to not be okay. Everyone goes through challenges in life, and you're not alone. Joy doesn't have to be this grand, permanent state. In the midst of challenges, it can exist in tiny moments, like a baby's first giggle, a warm cup of coffee that hits the spot on a chilly morning, or a heartfelt phone call with a friend who really listens and understands. Let's shift our perspective and start looking for these small sparks of joy in our everyday lives. I like to think of joy as a dimmer switch, not an on and off light. There will be times in life when the joy dial is turned way up. Celebrations, achievements, moments of pure connection. But during difficult times, that dial might be turned down low. That doesn't mean joy is gone altogether, though. It just means that we have to look a little harder to find it. The good news is that even a little bit of joy can have a powerful impact on our well-being. When I talk to moms, typically joy is most often associated with big celebrations, exciting adventures, or achieving major goals. But when life throws you a curveball, those things might feel out of reach. But joy can be redefined to fit into your current circumstances. Savor the little moments. Sometimes the most joyful moments come from the everyday experiences that we often take for granted. The feeling of fresh sheets on your bed. the sound of laughter shared with a loved one. These simple pleasures can be incredibly nourishing for our souls. Don't underestimate the power to bring a smile to your face and a spark of joy to your day. Finding joy in progress. Maybe you're not achieving everything you set out to do, but celebrate the small steps you are taking. Did you manage to get out of bed today? That's a win. There was a time in postpartum when I couldn't. Did you fold a basket of laundry? High five yourself. Recognizing this progress can bring a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. When I was first coming out of my slump years ago, I literally made a checklist of basic hygiene things like get out of bed, make the bed, shower, brush hair, brush teeth, get dressed. It felt like I had made it for one of my kids, but at the time, to cross those things off my list felt like an actual accomplishment since I was so far down in the dumps. And then I love this idea to appreciate beauty in imperfections. There's this tendency that we have to chase the idea of a perfect life, a perfect you, but life is messy and joy can be found even amidst all the imperfections. Maybe your home isn't spotless, but you managed to create a warm and inviting space for yourself and your family. Find joy in the real, messy, beautiful imperfection of your life. If you've been a follower of mine on Instagram, you know I recently felt this need to shift the way I've been posting on social media. I'm truly embracing messy, authentic, non-curated content right now, and it's taking me back to when IG first started as just sharing what we loved. So now let's explore some practices that you can incorporate into your daily routine to cultivate joy even during challenging times. Create a joy list. Write down a list of things that bring you joy no matter how small. This could be anything from reading a book to taking a walk in nature to spending time with a loved one. Refer back to this list when you're feeling down and you need a reminder of things that spark happiness in your life. Move your body because exercise has a powerful effect on mood. Going for a quick walk, dancing to your favorite music, or even just some simple stretches can release endorphins and leave you feeling more energized and more positive. Practicing gratitude is probably the easiest thing to add in because anybody can do this. Taking a few minutes each day to reflect on the things that you are grateful for, big or small. Shifting your focus to what you have rather than what you lack can significantly improve your mood. Spending time in nature has a calming and restorative effect on the mind and body. Go for a walk in the park, sit by a stream, or simply look at the stars. And how about engaging your senses, paying attention to the world around you, taking it in like a kid? Notice the vibrant colors of a flower, the scent of freshly baked bread, the sound of birds chirping out the window. Engaging your senses can really help you appreciate the simple beauty that's in the everyday life that we often overlook. When is the last time you prioritized sleep? Or you were able to prioritize sleep? Trust me, I get it. Postpartum is rough with sleep. But when you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress and cope with difficult emotions. And finally, making time for self-care. This can be anything that makes you feel good, like taking a relaxing bath, reading your favorite book, listening to calming music. Prioritizing self-care is not selfish. It's essential for maintaining your well-being. I challenge you to try out one of the ways we talked about incorporating joy into your routine. Remember how I talk about scheduling your joy appointment in previous episodes? We schedule everything for our family, from well visits to back to school shopping to events. When is the last time you scheduled in time for yourself? As always, I talk about adding ourselves back into the equation, not taking anyone else out from it. Just simply making sure we are even a variable in the formula too. Schedule it in, mama. Even if it's a 2-minute break in the bathroom, hold it with the same importance as those well checkups. Because guess what? Your mental health is just as important as getting to those well appointments. Be kind to yourself. Life is a journey and there will be ups and downs. Celebrate the small joys, cultivate practices that nourish your well-being, and know that there is always light at the end of the tunnel.